From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least 45 people were killed and around 100 others when an Islamic State-sponsored attack took place in a crowded Sufi shrine in Pakistan Saturday. Hundreds of people were present when an explosion occurred at the shrine about 100 kilometers from Hub, a city on the border of neighboring Sindh province. The victims include women and children. Witnesses and doctors fear the death toll is going to rise. Hundreds of Sufi devotees gather in large numbers at the shrine every Saturday and Sunday to perform special rituals. A suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan Saturday morning. 4 Americans were killed and 16 American servicemen and 1 Polish soldier were wounded. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said the apparent suicide bomber killed 2 American soldiers and 2 American contractors working on the base. Afghan media sources say the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the facility. Afghan Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah said on Twitter that he condemned the suicide attack and stood in solidarity with the family and friends of those killed and wounded. Iraqi security forces faced fierce resistance from Islamic State militants Saturday on the southeastern edge of Mosul. Military sources said troops from the 1st Infantry and 9th Armored Divisions attacked Islamic State militants in the Salam neighborhood. A suicide car bomber attacked Iraqi special forces in the Qadisiyah neighborhood, that is. Gunfire, mortar rounds, and rocket-propelled grenades followed the bombing. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Demonstrations against the election of Donald Trump as president continue across the country on Saturday. About 2,000 protesters marched along Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, shouting, "Not my president," and other slogans. The protesters rallied at New York's Union Square before picking up steam and taking their cause into the street toward the Trump Tower. In Chicago, meanwhile, hundreds of people, including families with small children, chanted, "No hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here," as they marched through Millennium Park. In Los Angeles, several thousand protesters are marching downtown denouncing Trump's campaign pledge to deport people who entered the U.S. illegally and his crude comments about women. Meanwhile, police in Portland, Oregon, say they have detained 4 men in connection with the shooting of a protester there early Saturday. A news release says that police believe the 4 are gang members. The man who was shot is recovering and is expected to survive. Thousands of people have taken to the streets in several U.S. cities since Trump was elected president. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators gathered at a mass rally in South Korea Saturday to demand the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. Police in Seoul said about 260,000 people demonstrated, which would be the country's largest protest in more than 3 decades. Organizers claimed they had a 1 million-person turnout. The protest is the latest in a series demanding Park's resignation over a corruption scandal that has crippled her administration. Her longtime spiritual advisor, Choi Soon-sil, has been arrested and charged with pressuring South Korean businesses into giving tens of millions of dollars to foundations that Choi controlled. Security was tight in Paris before a sold-out concert by British superstar Sting at the Bataclan Theater, the site where 90 people were killed last November during the worst terrorist attacks in French history. Hundreds of meters of barricades, extensive body searches, and scores of armed police greeted those lucky enough to have a ticket. Umberto Caffarelli is a Paris resident. He said he came because he likes Sting and it is a special night that I wanted to be here. We have to go out. We shouldn't stay at home. We need to be present. A total of 130 people died in a series of attacks last November 13th. Most of the dead were in the Bataclan Theater. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attacks. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.